stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Welcome in San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, hear about a new inmate drug treatment program in Vista Jail. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. In recent years, San Diego County jails have seen a sharp rise in overdose deaths. One recovery program in Vista is trying to change that. It offers medication-assisted treatment behind bars. The approach has existed for decades, but the fentanyl crisis is driving more jails to embrace it. San Diego Union Tribune reporter Kelly Davis spent some time learning about that program in the Vista Jail. She joins me now to talk about her reporting. Kelly, welcome.
Hi, Jade. Thank you for having me.
Always great to have you on. So the fentanyl crisis has really driven overdose deaths in recent years. Tell me about that timeline.
Yeah, so, you know, jails are kind of a microcosm of the larger society when it comes to drug use. So if you see, you know, people in the community dying from fentanyl overdoses, we saw a similar uptick in jails. And between 2019 and 2022, over a three-year period, about a dozen people in San Diego jails died from a fentanyl-related overdose. And then there were hundreds of overdoses that didn't result in deaths. It was definitely an issue that was taking up a lot of resources, a lot of close calls on people, you know, kind of barely making it out alive.
And that's where the medication-assisted treatment program, or MAT, comes in. So how does it work?
Yeah, so like you said, yeah, referred to in shorthand as MAT. It combines FDA-approved medications. So Suboxone is probably the one that's used most often, sometimes methadone, but most often Suboxone. And that drug, it binds to opiate receptors in the brain. That would be normally kind of seeking, you know, the opiate use, and once they bind to the opiate receptors, it's kind of blocking off the ability to get high off drugs, but it's also reducing cravings, reducing withdrawal symptoms. And then they combine the jails and outside the jails, if someone's on MAT, you're also getting counseling and peer support, which is really important. But the medication has been such a game changer. And one person I talked to who'd been through the program at the Vista Jail, his name is Jeff Warren, and he said with Suboxone, he said, I was finally able to think clearly. My brain could focus. And so he could really, you know, work on treatment and addressing any issues that kind of locked him into addiction.
Wow. So how did this model get on the scene in San Diego jails?
Well, like there had been a number of deaths, and when Kelly Martinez was elected sheriff in 2022, she vowed to expand access to MAT. And the module kind of evolved from there. The Vista Jail already has a module just for vets who are incarcerated. And it's been very successful just putting people who share kind of a common issue, common things in their life, you know, putting them all in one module was very successful. So they thought, well, we've got the room at the Vista Jail. Why not create this standalone module? And so it was kind of, it started with five people and then grew from there. And now I think they have about max 30 people in the module at one time.
And I know other jails offer medication to help with addiction, but how is this one different?
It's it's kind of people are, you know, it's a cohort of men. It's kind of 24/7 peer support. You're with other folks who are working through issues, struggling with addiction. They have a mental health clinician who is on site, who's there, you know, for individual therapy to talk with them if they have any problems. They have classes. They have folks from Narcotics Anonymous come in. They do job training. They do art therapy. I went to see a Christmas play that they put on. And then the deputies in this module are also trained on medication-assisted therapy. So they're really a whole different – this is something that was so important to the men I talked to who've gone through this program, is the support that they get from the deputies. It's not a us versus them. It's a, like, we're all in this together, and we want to see you succeed. So just a different mindset, just a whole different feel.
Mm. Well, the pilot program in Vista Jail launched in 2023. What results have we seen so far?
So about 320 people have gone through the program, and there's about a 19% recidivism rate. But compare that to the larger jail population, which has a 35% recidivism rate. And I think that's pretty impressive. And the majority of people who go through the program choose to continue treatment out in the community. So, and you know, the folks I talk to, it's just they tell me this is different than any sort of treatment they've ever experienced.
Wow. Well, tell me about the participants you met while covering this story. What stories stand out to you?
Well, the Corporal Dustin Maddox, he helped start the module, kind of oversees it now. He was just so impressive in the way he talked about addiction and talked about rethinking the approach to incarcerating people with addiction. And he'd educated himself on that kind of on his own and volunteered to be one of the first deputies in the module, and has since trained other deputies on how MAT works and how addiction works, and I think is really changing the culture. Jeff Warren, one of the program's early participants, he's working full time. He's getting a bachelor's degree in psychology with an emphasis in addiction. Works with other addicts, you know, folks in recovery. And then Eric Klein, he was about to be released when I interviewed him in December. And he talked about how different this program was, how it saved his life. And he can't wait to come back and talk to people in the module and be a success story for them.
Wow. Well, as you said, this isn't just a medication for addiction program. It's also, you know, peer support and therapy, too. So what did you learn about that?
Yeah, it's you know, it's really kind of a rethinking, you know, it's on-site therapy. It's kind of just a whole different looking at addiction as a chronic disease and you know, not as a moral failure or lack of willpower. You know, it's helping show a person what might trigger the need to use drugs, you know, what kind of environment might have promoted or perpetuated addiction, and how do you get out of that environment? You know, and again, the Suboxone that they're on, it allows them to really focus on therapy and not have the cravings or the withdrawal symptoms kind of nagging at them constantly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to get into it more because, you know, you touched on how this model really challenges societal beliefs around addiction and punishment. So I'd like to hear you talk a bit more about that. In what ways does it do that?
Yeah. You know, it like I said, it focuses on addiction as a chronic disease. You know, it really shows how, you know, you hear stories of people like, you got to struggle through it. You know, you got to go through withdrawal. That's going to teach you not to do drugs again. And it's far more complicated than that. You know, being on drugs for a long period of time, it changes your brain structure. It changes the whole kind of rewards and consequences mechanism that someone who's not addicted to drugs, you know, we could say, you know, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go down that path. I know that's gonna harm me. But once you get locked into that cycle of addiction, that's all you're focused on is that reward, that relief you get from drugs. And so I think, yeah, like I said, it's no longer seeing addiction as someone not having the willpower to recover. It's about, you need these other services, assistance, support to help you in the recovery process.
Hmm. Well, you know, right now Vista Jail is the only one with a medication-assisted therapy program. Do you think we can expect other San Diego jails to adopt a program soon?
That's certainly the goal. You know, Corporal Maddox, he said he'd like to see a MAT module, is what they're calling, MAT module in every jail. It's hard to carve out entire modules. Kind of the irony is there are more people in jail right now because of Prop 36, which increased penalties for people with repeat drug offenses. So more people in jail, but you got to carve out that extra space. But they're working on it. There's you know, kind of rehabs and upgrades going on in a lot of jails right now in San Diego. And so I think the eye is on how to create more therapeutic spaces for people as opposed to just kind of warehousing them.
Absolutely. Well, I've been speaking with Kelly Davis. She's a reporter on the watchdog team at the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kelly, thank you so much. Always great to have you on.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.